This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping are expected to hold a virtual summit next week, according to multiple news outlets. As tensions between the nuclear powers persist, U.S. officials said the tentative agreement to hold the summit was part of an effort to prevent the countries from spiraling toward conflict over trade, military activities, and other issues. The White House declined Thursday to comment on the meeting. Reuters reported the two leaders last spoke on September 9th and addressed economic issues, climate change, and COVID-19, according to a senior U.S. official. The contagious Delta variant is driving up COVID-19 hospitalizations here in the U.S., specifically in the Mountain West, and fueling disruptive outbreaks in the North. Meanwhile, virus trends are improving in Florida, Texas, and other southern states that bore the worst of the summer surge. But it's unclear that Delta isn't done with the United States. COVID-19 is moving north and west for the winter as people head indoors, close their windows, and breathe stagnant air. Health officials are lamenting how many people are no longer wearing masks and how many people chose not to get vaccinated. The U.S. government is urging U.S. citizens to leave Haiti because of the country's deepening insecurity and lack of fuel. That shortage has affected hospitals, schools, and banks. The warning from the U.S. Department of State comes as Haiti's government and police are struggling to control gangs that have blocked fuel distribution terminals for weeks. It's unclear how many U.S. citizens currently live in Haiti. U.S. citizens aren't required to register their travel abroad. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. A federal appeals court on Thursday temporarily blocking the release of White House records sought by a U.S. House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection, granting, for now, a request from former President Donald Trump. The administrative injunction issued by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit effectively bars until the end of this month the release of the records that were to be turned over on Friday. The appeals court set oral arguments in the case for November 30th. The stay gives the court time to consider arguments in a momentous clash between the former president, whose supporters stormed the Capitol on January 6th, and the Democratic-led House committee that's investigating the insurrection. The former president of South Africa, F.W. de Klerk, has apologized for his role in furthering the apartheid system of racial segregation while he was president. In a video released by his foundation after de Klerk's death Thursday at the age of 85, he said he was deeply sorry for what he had done. De Klerk was a controversial figure in South Africa, where many blamed him for violence against black South Africans and apartheid activists, anti-apartheid activists, that is, during his time in power. Also, some white South Africans saw his efforts to end apartheid as a betrayal. Combined patrols of soldiers and police fanned out across the capital of El Salvador after a spate of killings left about 30 people dead in 2 days. The president ordered troops into the streets of San Salvador, where they used armored cars to block the exits of some poor neighborhoods while police went door to door searching for members of the country's notorious street gangs. Less than a decade ago, 15 or 20 killings a day were routine in El Salvador. A SpaceX capsule carrying 4 astronauts arrived Thursday at the International Space Station, their new home until spring. It took about 21 hours for the flight from NASA's Space Kennedy Center in Florida to the glittering outpost, where docking occurred Thursday evening. The station's welcoming committee consisted of 3 astronauts instead of the preferred 4. Make that preferred 7. That's because SpaceX brought 4 of them back Monday after the launch of their replacements kept getting delayed. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.